News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we've been discussing it all morning. The sub-minimum wage. This is the wage that is allowed to be paid to 16 and 17-year-olds who might be out working, doing various jobs, which is not the same as those paid to 18-year-olds. Is it fair? Mandate says no. They're going to have a demonstration later on today. And for more on this, I'm joined by Neil McDonald, who's the chief executive of ISMI, the Small Firms Association, and youth activist Adam O'Kelly. Good morning to you both. Adam, first of all, I come to you. Do you think it's fair that you could do the same job as somebody else, but be a couple of years younger and get paid a different amount of money?
No, certainly not, Ciara. Particularly when you take into account that, say, 18-year-old Adam could have the exact same experiences with regards to the cost of living crisis. They could be completely moved out of home, completely living independent of any support from their family, and currently being paid €10.16, while full minimum wage earners could be at €12.70.
Okay. And you know, supposing he's not, supposing 18-year-old Adam is not being paid, is not experiencing the cost of living crisis, is living at home, because a huge amount of them are. If they are living at home, is that justification for them being paid differently?
Certainly not. I think everybody in this day and age in Ireland is experiencing the cost of living crisis in some degree. And currently, young people are not being treated fairly by our economic system. And for us to be even having the conversation around sort of bringing in sort of that minimum wage equity, rather than even having the conversation to push on towards reaching that living wage standard of €14.80 an hour, is something that's mind-boggling to me. It's such a basic ask, is minimum wage parity, and it's something that shouldn't be too difficult or to implement.
Neil, it's such a basic ask. It's mind-boggling we are even discussing minimum wage parity. Can you argue with that?
Absolutely, Ciara, because unfortunately this has been, and I heard the earlier conversations around it, equal pay for equal work and parity, and unfortunately it's nothing of the sort. What we're talking about here, when we're also talking about the minimum wage, is the legal minimum rate of pay below which someone can't be paid. It's not the rate that people actually will be paid. And the ESRI research into the sub-minimum wage, and this isn't ISMI talking, this is the ESRI from November last year, said that while we do have sub-minimum rates for the 15 to 19-year-old workers, only 25% of 15 to 19-year-olds are actually paid. So, I mean, the message to Adam and other young people who want to work out there in the workforce, you want to get paid the minimum wage or higher, go out and negotiate that rate of pay, and fair play to you. Show your experience, show what you've done, and get a higher rate of pay. I'm well aware of 17-year-olds who are getting paid significantly in excess of the minimum wage because they're able to demonstrate they have the skills.
So you're saying they're not automatically paid a sub-minimum wage and...
Absolutely not. And it's a vendor's market. It's a seller's market at full employment now. Any worker who's worth their salt will not alone get the minimum wage, but will get comfortably in excess of it.
Okay.
But I can tell you, and you know, there's a lot of us going into the retail forum today. I'm going in with a lot of retailers who are saying, if I'm forced to pay the minimum wage to 16, 17, 18-year-olds who are totally inexperienced, when I'm effectively having to pay to babysit some workers for the summer, I just won't do it. I won't get the productivity. I won't get the work
from
them.
Okay. Let me bring back in Adam. Adam, retailers, other employers, they don't want to be paid. They don't want to have to pay to babysit young workers. What do you say to that?
I think that's a horrible statement to make. And just to say, I suppose, that if only 25% of that sort of 15 to 19-year-old age bracket are actually getting that sub-minimum rate of pay, it is such a small way to go to bring in parity. I do have the lived experience now of working on sub-minimum wage when I was 18 a couple of years ago, and I was with those large retailers. And unfortunately, I think it's... We're in a situation
and did you
where,
feel
you know,
at
16,
that time,
17,
Adam?
18-year-old mightn't have the confidence.
Yeah,
to,
I was
going to
say, did you feel
that,
at the time that you were able to negotiate a better position for yourself when you were 16 or 17?
Kira, would you feel confident going into your first employment, trying to negotiate a higher rate of pay? Certainly
I might not have, but I suppose I'm asking yourself, Adam. Would you have felt that confidence that you could go in and negotiate something better?
I don't think I would have, and I don't think it's fair to expect that. And again, it's such a small ask.
Let me go back to Neil. Neil, isn't Adam making a good point there? Like it's all very well and good saying we'll go in and prove your worth, but these are young people who have never negotiated a contract in their lives and want to go in and do what is effectively a minimum wage job. So it's a fairly basic job. Why should they be paid less?
No, that's completely understandable. But the issue is, if it is a first employment for someone and you're going to have to, and a business is going to have to pay someone else to stand beside you and to train you, is there no acknowledgement that there's any experience necessary, that there's some training necessary to do this? The reality of it is that, the trade unions who are going to demonstrate on this fully acknowledge the right, for example, in the public service, to pay increments to people who do the same job, because they recognise that age and experience and skill are things that people acquire over time.
And I accept
you can't
that,
simply ask that from the word go.
But are employers not sort of overstating the training that goes into minimum wage jobs? If someone is stacking shelves in a supermarket, there's probably somebody else beside them who's also on minimum wage who shows them for about 10 minutes what to do, and that's the end of their training. I mean, I don't know that these jobs that we're talking about are having, like week-long training courses. I suspect that they're getting 10 minutes on day one.
But Kira, again, I go back to the fact that, and it's not ISME or other retailers saying it, it's the ESRI saying that 75% of workers, youth workers, 15 to 19 year olds, are paid the minimum wage or above in those roles. So what we're saying is, if you set this benchmark at a point where they want to be treated the same way as adults, like, unfortunately for Adam and people like him going into a first employment, an employer is going to look at inexperienced worker, they'll take the experienced worker.
I suspect you're not going to agree, either of you. But look, thank you both very much for joining us. That is Neil MacDonald, our Chief Executive of ISME, and youth activist Adam O'Kelly. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.